चाहे जितनी दूर हो मंजिल या अनजाने रास्ते, हर फिक्र को छोड़ दे पीछे, कह रही है जिंदगी
जी ले सरा, जी ले आजा सरा।
जिंदगी के हर सफर में आपका हम सफर, फोर्स ट्रैवलर, सेलिब्रेट एवरी जर्नी।
Welcome to Truth Be Told. I have with me the former Chief Minister of Maharashtra, the MPCC President, and the new Maharashtra strongman. Welcome to the show, Mr. Chauhan. Sir, I called you the Maharashtra strongman. You stood like a rock of Gibraltar for Congress against the Modi wave.
It is the party which is strong. I am a party worker. The party gave me an opportunity to contest. And my people have backed me strongly. I give all the credit to the people of my constituency who have been there to back me up in good and bad times. And I wouldn't call Ashok Chauhan as a strong man. I would call the Congress party, which is the strong party. And in my constituency, the people who backed this party.
Delhi feels you are the most important source they have to resurrect Congress in Maharashtra. What's your strategy?
Delhi has put a lot of confidence into me.
Yes.
They have a strong belief that they have a lot of faith in me. And they have given me this opportunity to lead the party in Maharashtra. And it is my duty to see that I come up to the expectations of my party leaders, Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Vice President Rahul Gandhi. Since they have given me this opportunity, I think it's my responsibility to see that the party is able to come back in Maharashtra in a big way, counter the BJP's false propaganda against the Congress, and to work hard to see that all my cadres are full of confidence. We fight back the communal strategy of the BJP and the Shiv Sena in Maharashtra, and to regain back what we have lost. The state has lost its pioneer position. During our times, we had the Maharashtra leading the country. Today, Maharashtra is trailing behind. Gujarat and other states are taking the lead. And we as a state, as far as investments are concerned, as far as employment generation is concerned, as far as growth of the country and state in particular is concerned. So I think a number of issues, what we had seen, some positive trends during the Congress regime, things have gone topsy-turvy since this government, particularly the BJP Sena government, has come back to power, because these people don't know how to prioritize business, don't know how to lead the state, and don't know how to govern. That's the issue.
So, to conclude this particular question, your single point strategy will be thus?
Yes. More important, the secular fabric of the country. That's important for us. Because prosperity cannot happen. A state cannot prosper with a divided community. We have a lot of polarization today, unfortunately. Okay. We believe in nation building. We believe nation is one and we are one. If we are together, nation progresses. If we are divided, then the house doesn't perform properly.
Mr. Chauhan, your first litmus test as the president of MPCC was the municipal elections. And if you actually look at it from a statistics perspective, you've done okay. You've grown. I'm not saying 2004. I'm saying you've grown. You've grown from what you were in 2014. But Mumbai was a slight disappointment. Do you think that Sanjay Nirupam was a wrong choice?
See, I won't blame Sanjay Nirupam for whatever has happened.
A lot of people were against him. And I think the cohesiveness that one sees in Bombay normally, the impact of the campaign that one sees in Bombay normally was non-existent.
I think the need of the hour is that once a decision is taken, it has to be followed by the rank and file of the party. That's how I look at it. There has to be discipline at any cost. Today we are in the opposition, and the need of the hour is that we work unitedly. And it's not Sanjay Nirupam's alone performance that is important. It's a team which performs. Let us talk about the IPL match. It is not only Virat Kohli who performs alone. If the team doesn't perform, Virat Kohli doesn't matter.
But sir, as a selector of the team, truth be told, as the program title is, how confident were you Sanjay Nirupam's capability as a head of Mumbai?
So Sanjay Nirupam is a hard-working person. I have seen him very closely. Very much confident, very enthusiastic, very hard-working. So I think if everybody would have supported him, I think things would have been different.
So you agree to the fact that people didn't support him because they didn't want him as a leader?
There have been several factors. I won't say that Sanjay Nirupam or the Congress colleagues, I won't say that. It's one of the factors. But other issues are that BJP have poured money into the entire election campaigning. They have won primarily because they have spent crores and crores of rupees into these elections. Made misuse of the government machinery in total. We have seen number of complaints are there. But, well, these are issues which have happened in the state as never before. And that's why BJP could get the upper hand in the state of...
Just to conclude this question, does the High Command today feel... is there a regret that Sanjay Nirupam was appointed? Especially under the light that the fact that people like Gurudas Kamath walked out of Congress. He says he resigned and he retired, but we all know what exactly the situation is.
I won't be able to answer on behalf of the High Command because I am not in the High Command. But the High Command is aware of the entire situation in the state and Mumbai in particular. So I think they feel that things ought to improve at the state level and Mumbai. I think whatever Sanjay could do, he has done his level best.
So you give him full marks?
Whatever marks, I am not going to grade him on marks. But he has done whatever he could do.
Sir, another issue that is now in the forefront is Mr. Narayan Rane's issue. Where exactly does he stand? Is he still with Congress? Is he not with Congress? Is he going to BJP? I will ask him when I meet him. I know that would be your answer. But still, as far as Congress is concerned, where does he stand?
I really don't know. I won't be able to answer on his behalf. So, as you rightly said that, it's better he answers this question. I'm not in a position to answer on his behalf because he's a big leader in the state. So, I think he ought to answer this question.
And Congress still considers him part of your fold?
As long as he's in working for the party and as long as he's in Congress, I believe him.
From a strategic point of view, how would you rate NCP as your partner?
NCP, you see, the entire state, we have had a coalition government for almost 15 years in Maharashtra.
Correct.
So naturally, they have got their own strong pockets in the various constituents in Maharashtra. We do have our own strong holds in the various places in Maharashtra. Right. So it's a coalition government we ran for 15 years. There were advantages vis-a-vis disadvantages were also there, which I don't disagree. Advantage is a government function. We had a coalition government. We kept out the BJP Shiv Sena at that time, 2009-10, when we came back. Again, in 14, we tried, but we could not succeed. Well, we could function for 15 years. As far as organization is concerned, well, in the constituencies which we give to the NCP, we suffered because we could not have any growth in those particular constituencies because NCP represented those constituencies. So those constituencies, we remained weak in the last 15 years. So nevertheless, we had an opportunity, but somehow Congress has not been able to regain those constituencies. So these are some of the disadvantages and advantages which we had in the running coalition government.
Correct.
But we functioned, we administered, we governed. What we see today is a total absence of all these things.
Mr. Chauhan, I agree to what you say was the past. In the future, things have changed drastically. Mr. Pawar is slowly moving out of active politics because of his health and other reasons. We are not seeing a clear leader coming out of NCP. NCP has got a dubbing. You guys did far better than NCP in the recent past. Imagery-wise, the latest research conducted says that the image of Congress is far better than NCP. Under these circumstances, under the given data, under the given statistical data, and under the imagery analysis of NCP, would NCP's alliance with Congress in the future, would it be good? Would it be bad? What is your mind saying?
See, today the prime focus is that we defeat the BJP in the state, BJP and the Shiv Sena alliance in the state. We want to see that we defeat them, we come back to power. That's our prime focus. So it all depends upon the feedback and the choice of our various senior people in the state, as well as they are prominent worker in the state, what they want in Maharashtra. If they feel that alliance is necessary, then we have to go with an alliance.
Currently, if you actually ally with NCP, the way the statistics and the data are, it may actually cause harm to Congress. Would you agree to that fact?
Too early to say. It's almost around 18 months left for the next general election.
That unless, is assuming, yeah.
Unless the BJP decides to go in the month of October, November, correct, which is being rumored about.
Correct.
Or whether they would like to have Assembly and Lok Sabha together in 2019.
Let us talk about an election in October, which looks very likely. In that circumstances, what will be your
stance? We are all geared up for any eventuality. You see, today also you were seeing that I was in a meeting discussing various districts' political situations. So we have started this exercise. Our team work is also being energized to see that they work properly district level, and we have geared up for any, because we see a situation where BJP is trying to see that the Congress prospects are not positive in the coming election. So we will see that we counter them properly, and we have started our exercise also.
Will Congress lose out because it is seen as partnering with NCP?
See, I don't think that would be an issue. We would like to find all secular-minded, non-BJP, non-Shiv Sena parties should come together. That is the
correct.
That is the idea.
Secular-minded till such time that NCP keeps out of BJP. NCP talks about aligning with BJP. Where is the secular?
I don't hear anything NCP talking going about BJP.
Mr.
Sharad Pawar has made an open suggestion about Congress NCP coming together as an alliance in the forthcoming elections. Mr. Pawar is on record on that. So, I don't think there is any such possibility, at least at the moment.
Do you think NCP was a loyal partner to you?
I won't say loyal or disloyal. I wouldn't like to term the alliance as loyal or disloyal. It's in mutual interest. Whatever we do, it should be in mutual interest. It should be a win-win situation for both of us. NCP only cannot win or cannot gain from the alliance, nor can the Congress gain only from the alliance. It is the win-win situation for both partners. That's important. That trust is important.
You had that trust in NCP?
Well, in some places, there have been problems in this coalition. I do not disagree with that. I think larger interest is to see that both together, or all the secular parties come back together and see that we defeat the Shiv Sena BJP alliance.
Core corruption image of NCP, hasn't it rubbed off on Congress? I'm talking about Maharashtra per se.
I would like to say what happens unless things are proved otherwise. Basically, issue is that it's a matter of perception which has been largely created at all levels for the political class in Maharashtra and in the country also. What we see in the country has never happened before. We see a lot of investigations, agencies, FIRs being filed. A number of things are happening all over the country. The idea is, moreover, why not a single case or not a single inquiry, not a single raid on the BJP or the Shiv Sena? Do you see? So only the Congress and the NCP or the other, all those who are not with the government are seen as people who are corrupt, are seen as the people who are in bad shade, are seen as people who are not good. Why is that? Only action is being taken against people who are against the government. Why this? That's my question.
So, the current talk about Mr. Ajit Pawar.
Yeah. No, I am not here to defend anybody. Whatever the facts are there, it will come out in the due course of investigations. But my question is, why this political vendetta is my question.
We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with you.
Yeah.
the last 3 years of Congress government, in Congress NCP government in Maharashtra, saw a lot of negativism in terms of public perception, in terms of growth, in terms of general relation with your voters. What was the last 3 years of Congress?
I don't think it is a factual position. I think it has been a wrong projection by certain sections in the media. The BJP played more on this. All decisions during the Congress regime, the monorail, the metro rail, the express link, a number of infrastructural projects in Maharashtra, all these were primarily taken during the Congress regime. And today you see, only the inaugurations are being done by the present Shiv Sena BJP government here, or even at the center. We see the Prime Minister walking through the tunnel. We see the ISRO satellite being launched. It was worked for almost 20 years. It took them to work on this during the Congress regime. Almost 300 crore rupees spent on the project. But it began and it concluded now in this last 2 years. The question is that whatever is being told outside, it's a mere perception which is being built up by the BJP through their campaign material or social media, as you can
call it. Correct. I still want to draw your attention to the last 3 years. Tell me the last 3 years. The last 3 years, data has it that the investment has gone down in Maharashtra. Data has it that the industrialization has gone down in Maharashtra. Data has it that projects has not actually taken off in Maharashtra.
In this last 3 years after the BJP came, that's happened.
No, sir. I'm talking about 2011 to 2013. 2014 showed a little hike in the investment. I
won't fully subscribe to this view. As I said, that a number of projects did take place, conceived during the Congress regime. Completion may be slightly later than 2014. It might have gone ahead to 15, 16, whatever you may say it. But generally, one part of the story is that there was some sort of fear in the bureaucracy, especially after RTI especially, things have changed drastically in the bureaucracy also. The decision making in the entire country has slowed down, not only in Maharashtra, elsewhere in the country also.
But not after 2011.
The bureaucrats, the Prime Minister had to convene the meeting of secretaries in the Government of India. The Chief Minister had to call a meeting of the secretaries, tell them, well, we are with you, don't worry, we will support you. So there was a fear psychosis in the entire bureaucracy that if we take decision, our decisions will be opened at some point of time. There will be investigations behind us. With all the things happening in the country, there was a general fear, which even today persists. So one part which may attribute it to that is that this sort of witch hunting, which was undertaken during all this time, which ultimately they took a toll on the decision-making process. I won't deny that.
But would you deny the fact that the maximum disconnect with your voters happened during the last 2 years of...
See, we have learned our lessons after our debacle in 2014. I think we learned a lot of things. I don't deny the fact that the very fact that we lost in the election, there must have been some issues and problems. So we have understood them.
And I'm happy, sir, you're not concluding that the problem only was Mr. Modi's wave. There was much more than Modi's wave in the problem, especially in Maharashtra.
They have... done this through more marketing. It's a marketing company. BJP is more of a marketing company than actually implement what is happening last 3 years of the regime of the government. We are celebrating 3 years. What is the achievement of the present NDA regime is a real question. Whatever was conceived during Congress regime is being celebrated now. So, the question is only marketability, marketing the various decisions which took place more in the Congress regime.
India would like to know, I guess, what I'm going to ask you next. Farmers in India has the lowest profitability rate in the world. One of the lowest. They're in the bottom five. Farmers in India pay the highest for agricultural inputs in the world. Farmers in India get the lowest benefits or facilitation to export or to search for market elsewhere. And it continues till date, even today, it continues. Nothing has changed. No benefits have reached the farmers. Farmers are still mismanaged. It is a complete administrative flaw. would you, as a Congress leader, also take the responsibility and the blame for what the current farmer situation is?
First of all, my question would be, has the NDA government understood the farmers and the farming community and their issues? Has the Shiv Sena BJP combined understood the farmers' issues?
I'm going back to my question. The problem didn't start 3 years back. The problem started 70 years back. The problem started after 1947 when farmers was 51% to the GDP, of our national GDP. And today they are actually in minus. There has been a degrowth of 9% year on year in agricultural produce and in agricultural profitability. Forget about produce. Produce have already always grown. My question is, again, Congress was the government. Congress was managing agriculture. Sir, would you, as a Congress leader, take the blame and say, look, you know, we had a problem, we will not resolve it?
You have every right to compare the regime of the Congress as well as the present NDA government. In times when the agricultural produce, the prices went low, the government intervened and had something which is called government intervention support price was introduced during Congress regime. And in the entire tenure, every year there was increased to about 10 to 15. Last 10 years, if you go back, you will see the minimum support price was increased from 8 to 10% every year. In last 10 years, cumulatively, we will say, it has gone from 140 to 150% higher than what was done 10 years before. And during the current regime, the support price which has been jacked up hardly by 0% or hardly is 0.1% or so. So you can see the difference. Today also, Devendra Fadnavis talks about support price, law making a support price and seeing that it is implemented, so people, the traders buy at the support price. But sorry to say, Mr. Fadnavis, have you understood the entire, how this system is working? The government is supposed to purchase the product, the farmers produce. If the price of the product falls below the minimum support price, the government steps in and purchases cotton. The government goes and purchases soya bean. This is expected of the government. The government has to purchase. But here, you are compelling a trader who say tomorrow, we say, I don't want to buy, I closed down the business. Why should I buy at this price? Or maybe if it's not affordable to him, he'll say, I won't buy. So, does the government understand the mechanism of the minimum support price? Has government understood or has the government done any introspection why the situation of a farmer strike has taken place today? Why? Why it has come to that level? I think this is total failure of the present government.
Congress economy has always been subsidy-based when it came to agriculture. Okay, it has never been a profitability increase game. Congress government had taken no steps to ensure that the farmers have to be profitable. Except for subsidy, except for loan waiver, there has not been one progressive step which actually helps the farmer increase profitability.
I think these issues need to be carefully analyzed and answered. Number one, the farming industry or the farmer, the agriculture sector as such, is more dependent upon the climatic conditions prevailing at any point of time. We have scarcity sometimes consecutive for last 2-3 years, as it happened last year. Sometimes we have heavy rains lashing out everywhere. So whenever situations go out of hand, it is the government which has to step in to see that the agriculture produce is adequately supported, so the farmer doesn't lose. The crop insurance was introduced in the Congress regime. All the insurance schemes were brought in during the Congress to see that whenever there is loss due to climatic conditions arising out of hailstorms or heavy rains or scarcity, then the insurance is there to support it. It was a Congress decision to do it. The import-export issues of agricultural products, these have to be carefully examined time and again to see that the imports do not adversely affect the farming community prices. That's why the adequate controls and decision-making is important at appropriate time. So I think these are some mechanisms which have to be carefully monitored and to see that the farmers benefit, not the businessmen or traders. Here the focus is totally to see that farmers ka kya hota hai, wo jaane dijiye. अपना नजदीक का बिजनेस वाला बेनिफिट हो रहा है, लेट हिम बेनिफिट, फार्मर्स विल सी लेटर ऑन. दिस इज एटीट्यूड.
इफ यू आर बैक इन योर सैडल इन महाराष्ट्र, वुड यू डू समथिंग टू एंश्योर दैट फार्मर गेन्स? Forget, yes. He doesn't lose. That's always been there. Subsidy economy is basically to say that he doesn't lose.
The farmer's plight has to be monitored on a yearly basis. How he's progressing, whether he's losing, the price of agricultural commodities, the price of input costs of the various fertilizer seeds which are being deployed into the farming, to see how the market is progressing, to see how the crops are being. So it's a not a one-time job that suddenly I wake up one morning and say, oh, the farmers are losing. Or suddenly I wake up and say, this has to be done. No. It is an exercise which has to be done on a continuous basis, which I think the country needs the ministers who are there. Now, we see ministers going to foreign countries in this adverse situation. Tur dal is lying in our market godowns for a large number of days. And the ministers are agricultural minister out of the country. The food and civil supplies minister is out of the country. So, I think adequate monitoring has to be done on a regular basis, and Congress has been doing that. If Congress comes back to power, we'll ensure that highest priority will be given and has been given always to the farmers.
So, assuming that you are going to have a midterm poll in October, assuming that, would your today's promise to the farmers who are watching this program would be that you will ensure that their profitability, I'm talking about profitability, will be increased?
We will see that the farmers have a respectable life. We will see that the farmer suicides are minimized as much as possible. And we will see that we get the adequate support from the government if we come back to power.
Will agriculture be your priority sector then?
It has to be.
It wasn't, sir.
It has to be.
You are saying two things today. You are saying that if you come back to power, you will first ensure that farmers get profitable.
Yes.
Second thing you are saying that as when you get come back to power, you will ensure that agriculture is the priority sector as far as Maharashtra state government is concerned. Am I right in saying this, sir?
So farmers are our priority, have been our priority and will be always be our priority.
Will you be prioritizing more? Because ultimately, you know, things have not really percolated.
One has to constantly see that from a human issue, the state has to have a human face. You can't just ignore things.
Mr. Raju Shetty has been constantly saying that he went through the Klesh Yatra and all of that. And he says he's regretting the fact that he joined hands with BJP. How much do you believe all of this?
It's better late than never. So I would say that Raju Shetty, whatever decision has taken now, you ought to have thought much earlier. But anyway, whatever he's doing now, we support the farmers' cause. And we have said that we support the farmers' agitation in the state of Maharashtra. And I think IT has taken a nice step.
Is he welcome to join the force with Congress?
I'll be very happy if he joins.
So, is this an invitation today to him?
All like-minded people for fighting for right cause are all welcome.
Raju Shetty is a like-minded person as far as Congress.
So, Raju Shetty, as far as the farming community is concerned, I think we are on the same lines.
So, you are saying that you are welcoming Mr. Raju Shetty to join Congress?
I'll be happy to have Mr. Shetty with us.
Truth be told, is Rahul Gandhi the best choice for National President of Congress?
Yes, I think, why shouldn't he be? Question is, he is a young person. He has all the dynamism in him to lead the Congress. He represents the next generation in the Congress. I think he has all the qualities.
Why not you? Why he?
No, I won't compare.
I'm not saying you. I won't compare either.
Ashok Chauhan and Rahul Gandhi. He is a national leader. He's a tall leader. Maybe I won't measure up to him. So I would say that he is our leader and I look upon him, look towards him to lead the Congress in future.
What is the definition of a tall leader in Congress party?
No, he is a person who is full of enthusiasm. He is a person who has a lot of strong ideas about building up the Congress. And he has all the capabilities to lead the party. I don't think that he lacks anything or leadership.
Is he the right combat weapon to combat the Modi juggernaut?
You see, wars have to be fought. Rahul Gandhi has proved himself on several occasions and maybe in future we'll have more success stories.
Can you narrate two occasions where you have proved successful?
Punjab elections, yes, they have been. Goa elections, we have won.
If I say that Punjab Congress has won because BJP failed, rather than Congress won because Congress was better than BJP.
How you put it, I don't think that. The Congress has won in Punjab. The Congress has won many elections in Maharashtra in last municipal and Zilla Parishad also. I won't say we have failed badly. As you said, likely that we have failed good in Maharashtra also. That it is Rahul Gandhi's inspiration and his constant support which has helped me as a party president to gain ground in Maharashtra. So I don't think there's we have Karnataka, we have done well. Let us hope that we do now better now also. I don't think there are any serious issues, and definitely he is bringing a lot of generational change in the Congress.
Like, sir?
So he has introduced a fresh faces in the Congress, new people.
When is he taking over?
I won't be able to say on that because it's for him to and the party to decide.
But you are very excited about the fact that he's talking.
We'll be happy.
I was with a very, very, very senior Congress leader from Kerala. And one of the things he told me was that, you know, of course, off the record, that going anti-Modi, we probably went anti-Hindu. Do you agree to this statement?
I don't agree with this. Going anti-Modi doesn't mean anti-Hindu.
Exactly, exactly. But in the process of going anti-Modi, did...
I am also Hindu. I am also a person, I like to be secular. I would like to polarize for polarizing the votes to create division amongst the various communities in the country. I wouldn't like to take decisions based on caste, creed and religion. I wouldn't like to destroy the secular fabric of my country for the political gains. No. So, we are against the policies of the government. That's important. We are not anti-Hindu.
A lot of things were seen as pro one particular community, if I may.
I think that's a perception which has been developed by certain sections. That is the real problem. Today, whatever is done in positive light by the Congress has been wrongly projected on a number of things. It depends on what you show, how you perceive, how you are able to project the various parties. And sometimes things go, as you said, it is a Goebbels theory. You go on hammering the same thing again and again and again, and people think, well, this is the truth.
It's a truth that has affected Congress, to be very honest with you.
See, the question is the media happy today? We have seen what happens to NDTV when it tries to put up a brave face or give out a factual position. We have seen in the last 2-3 days what happened. So what is the media going through the same thing as the Congress party is going through? Is the media also able to understand what things are happening in the country? I think it is high time that the scribes, the journalists also, they understand. But probably they aren't able to speak for various reasons.
Is there a program that the Congress wants to platform to progressive Hindus who are very secular, who wants to be secular? Is there something you want to say to them today?
We want the country to progress. Development is our agenda. But at the same time, we want to see the country united and not divided on community, caste, creed and lines.
Sir, my last question. 3 years of Modi Sarkar. All yours.
So 3 years have been totally... People are feeling lost. People have feel that they have been fooled. People see that whatever promises were made, nothing has come through. And people say that बस हो गया अभी तो ये सब झूठ है बकवास है एंड दैट्स व्हाई वी सी दैट थिंग्स आर चेंजिंग ग्रेजुअली बट देयर इज अ फियर सो आई थिंक वन हैज टू राहुल गांधी एज आई सेड डरो मत राहुल गांधी टुडेज मैसेज टू आवर कांग्रेस पीपल हैज बीन डरो मत ठीक वील फेस ड्यूरिंग ब्रिटिश रेजिम ऑल्सो वी फेस सिचुएशंस वेयर वी हैड टू फाइट बैक इन एडवर्स कंडीशंस. So, we will fight back for the country, we will fight back for our countrymen, we will fight back for the minority, the scheduled caste, scheduled tribe and the common person of the country. And we will see that the country prospers in spite of the odd situation that the country is going through, in spite of the situation that the country is facing today, we will stand by the common man.
What do we see you as? Do you see you in the center or we see you in the state? More often. There are rumors that you want to move out of as a president of MPCC. Are these rumors right, by the way?
I don't know. I don't read much into what has been written.
So, you're saying you have no intention of moving out of MPCC? So, you're not saying no either.
The party has put me into this position to work. I would like to see the government of my party in the state as well as the center. That's what I'm looking for. And for that, whatever has to be done by me, I'll struggle hard. And along with all my colleagues, we'll see that the party comes back to power in Maharashtra and in India.
With that, thank you so much, Mr. Chauhan. It was indeed a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Eyeball, music and me, speakers and headsets.
Eyeball, your eyeball view, our technology new.